Hi, my name's Oliver Heath. I'm an eco-designer, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive.
Thank you, Oliver. OK, let's move ahead into this whole system. By the way, Holly, get your pitch to zero. Pitches out. I can't hold altitude. Mean anything to yourself?
No, idea.
No, it's all right. It's probably too young. Ed?
Ringing a bell, but not a great big one.
That's what he said.
Cameron, let's see if we can dodge this bullet. Let's move straight into the track we were going to actually feature last week from Nashville and the highly rated MapleStar Music and Media stable of top talent. What's it all about?
Well, this guy is someone that I met through our friends Raintown from Glasgow. He's originally from Belfast, and he's making a really big name in country music in the UK. He's done songwriter sessions with people like Christian Bush from the band Sugarland, who's a great songwriter. He's getting a lot of attention, and I'm really happy to call him a friend, too. It's kind of cool. His name is Gary Quinn, and this is Dodge Your Bullet on Siren FM.
Kill this fever, stop this misery. When you loaded up your gun with your smile, you set your sight on driving me wild. Your finger on the trigger in the wink of an eye, you pulled it.
You'd have to be very quick, almost Shaolin monk kung fu like quick, to effectively dodge the bullet. Or if you have a pair of charm bracelets like Wonder Woman, it could actually battle the bullets away. Think about that, Gary. Or maybe he doesn't want to. What do you think, Ed Wellman?
A very strong sort of 91%, I think.
Very strong sort of 91%.
In a kind of good G-sharp minory way. I'm going to say nothing other than it's, you know, exactly the same key as our news jingle.
Nice.
So it kind of fits the start of the program very
stylish,
well.
Stylish, yeah. Yeah. I knew there had to be a reason why we had to get our pitch to zero. Pitch is out, can't hold altitude. Okay. Holly, what did you make of the first choice today?
No, it was nice. Nice and relaxing again. I think we have good choice on this.
Splendid. There we are. And Malcolm.
I liked it. Completely different music to the music we play on the station I'm on, Lincoln City Radio. But I did like it. And as you, Holly, said, it brought you into the programme quite well.
Very good. OK, what's the weather like in Nashville, in Nashville, Cameron, before we actually find out more about Gary and company?
What's the weather like
yes.
here? Yes. Oh, it's beautiful. It's we're up into the 90s today, a little bit of a breeze, low humidity. Going to be a nice... We have a long weekend coming up, Labor Day weekend, so...
You could almost say it's Amy Rose weather, but I'll come to that in a few seconds. What were you going to say about...
I just want to add about Gary. He's got a brand new album out that he funded on Kickstarter, and it's available on iTunes and other places. So if you like that, check it out. The country music coming out of the UK now is just incredible. So many great artists.
And that's the reason why, of course, we now have a MapleStar Music and Media branch in Kent.
Yes, we do. Actually, it's in Sussex.
To the average Nashville listener, they're not going to care, are they? You know, it's England.
We opened our MapleStar Music and Media office in England just a couple of days ago, and we're absolutely thrilled about it. So we now have offices in Canada, the UK, and here, of course, in Nashville.
And, of course, the weekly Midweek Drive slot, which, as the weekly newsletter, which, if you don't subscribe to it, take a general routine. Go and subscribe to the MapleStar Music and Media newsletter because you get lots of mentions for Siren. You got mentions for Nikki Wells, who's on the show tomorrow. Yep. Penny is actually listening to us at present. Penny Evans. Well done, Penny. And obviously, we're going to talk in a few moments about the excitement that's going to take place in 7 days from now when we will be 9 minutes, 12 seconds into the official launch of the eve of the fantastic third in the Rockstar Romance trilogy. A quick little word for, of course, our previous Dodge the Bullet thing. The title of the artist is Gary...
Harry Quinn.
Quinn, exactly, as in the mighty. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so, little cue there, meteorologically speaking, we're over to Amy Rose. Cue Cameron.
Yeah, we're excited about this artist, too. We're doing some work with her. She is from a place in Canada called Barrie in Ontario, which is north of Toronto. She's doing a lot of things. She won Rising Star for the Independent Country Music Association. She was nominated for Rising Star of the Country Music Association of Ontario. She's doing really well, and this past weekend she got to open up for Big and Rich at a festival in Ontario, Canada. Big things coming for her, too. This is Sunshine by Amy Rose on Siren FM.
To stop loving you, how do I go on by letting go? How do I pretend I?
OMG, says Nikki Wells. It's that time again. It's the Midweek Drive over at Siren FM with Alex Leftuke and Eld Wellman and team. Sorry about that, Holly. Obviously, she's still referring to you as and team.
Nikki.
Really looking forward to, did I hear that right, little birdie, a double bill of Cameron Tilbury's ace Nashville selection. And, of course, Notes from a Very Small Island. Ready to rock and roll. Take it away. Team. There we are. It's nice to know that he's on form there. Funny enough, we'll be featuring another one of Nikki's country people, actually. That means German people. Popping up next week, we'll be featuring a German patisserie maker who's actually offered to come in and actually teach us how to make patisserie. Obviously, other patisserie things are available. I shan't go any further at this particular stage. But he makes extraordinarily good vegetarian pâté. Have you had any thoughts about... yes, vegetarian pâté, Malcolm. I guess not. You know, it's what the Midweek Drive Morning Edition has been waiting for all these years. People might say, surely that's for Charlotte's food for thought.
It's
no.
Just what you want in the morning.
Exactly. A bit of vegetarian pâté. Cameron, just let's get ourselves sorted out there. Any luck with respect to that? Any thoughts about that at all? No.
I'm lost.
No. This one. You know, that in particular. Yeah? Any thoughts about that? Yeah, you see, you think everything's switched off there, and then it crashes. It's a metaphor. A metaphor, Cameron, for last week. And another thing, yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Is it like a metaphor? Because if it was like a metaphor, then by definition it would be a simile.
That's a meta-narrative. Let's not go into sort of literary notions at this particular stage. Let's tease ahead to next week and the launch of Rockstar Romance Trilogy Volume 3. And what's going to be happening on the show? Cameron.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk a lot about our clients being musicians and artists, but we represent Nikki Wells, and we're really stoked about that because the third book of the Rockstar Romance Trilogy hits the electronic shelves on September 5th. So on September 4th, we're doing the big virtual launch party here on Siren FM.
Exactly. I'm on the Midweek Drive. You know, it's almost enough to actually go... Yes, we will have separation, but only after a fashion. Still, let's move on. What are the last two questions we need to throw to Cameron Tilbury? Holly Cox.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic communication link?
Nice pause, Holly.
Link, like just link.
Yeah, yes.
I get it. I just get it mixed up every time.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah,
I certainly did.
Lovely. And can we hope to hear you again next week?
Well, I'll be back.
Definitely. Yep. Good. Thank you.
Katie Grimerson is in need of Cameron Tilbury help. She's actually sent in a text saying she's currently working on her dissertation and is putting a specific request to actually work through that. No, it's not the theme. By the way, Ed, has that helped you identify the theme at all?
No, still not.
Still not.
Still in the dark.
Still. Inboard, outboard, you're on. Not going to help at all, is it?
Just sounds like my whole life always sounds like that.
It's when he crashes. That's the challenging side of things. Anyway, Cameron, what do you think? Should we actually play a tune for Katie?
I think so. That might be an idea. One more time. One more time. I got the feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. You just got the feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. You just got the feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. You just got the feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
I'm not sure whether that would actually help me do a dissertation, particularly if it was all about 1950s gender discrimination and moral boosting stuff and various other sort of things. Never mind, Nikki Wells has actually sent in another little Facebook update, and you can do this, of course, by just going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting. Yes, it's the Midweek Drive in a whole new incarnation, but Nikki is very much looking forward to next week. Listen, Nikki Wells fans, don't worry about that. She's going to be here tomorrow morning, isn't she, Ed?
Bright and early, I think, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, hopefully,
the Wells,
7:45, actually.
The Wells in a morning.
Nikki Wells in the morning, quite literally, will be here celebrating Dave Kenyon's final show as a full-time academic here at the University of Lincoln with, of course, obviously, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. I like to see it not so much as losing a friend and valued colleague over two decades as, well, kind of sending off into a whole new world of bull.
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Or as her daughter might say, OMG, I've got to get my mum. I've got to go out to where she is. Where is she? Where? I say, it's all right. We'll use the mobile. And lo and behold, Anna Maria, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so we are. I was very tempted to actually put your daughter live on air. Maybe next time, eh? Still, life continues. I don't know. There's Ed saying, surely. I said, I find it's inconceivable to believe that somebody who actually went to university, you know, a couple of years below me, actually has a child now. It's amazing. You know, quite what can happen still. It was a gap of 25 years before we actually got you back on the team, Anna Maria. So, and now, you know, there's no stopping you. What's life like in Jersey this week?
It's much the same as every other week, actually.
Great.
It's just seen the bank holiday come and go, and yes, it's been a, you know, typical sunny, warm, sticky, thundery, and nice, generally nice week, yep.
Good. Okay, listen, this time round, would you like to be the interviewer? Because I think you should, actually. We have three fine folk in the studio. We have Ed Wellman, who you've obviously spoken to. He's got perfect pitch. Fine chap. Doing an MA Community Radio, wrapping the dissertation up, probably not listening to Daft Punk whilst he's doing that, I wouldn't have thought. Hazard a guess, you're not necessarily...
You would be right.
I think so, yeah. We've got the fantastic Holly Cox, who, when she's not multitasking like a manic soul, is the main treasurer behind, of course, the Lincolnshire Cobra Elite Cheerleading Squad. What's not to love? He's even considering actually joining the police and it's amazing, really. It's just, and, of course, is a top-quality graduate from the University of Lincoln, where she did performance. Or was it drama?
Just drama.
Just drama. Exactly.
Just drama. Yeah.
Exactly. And we have Malcolm, I was a former banker, Thompson, who's also the fine man behind the breakfast show on Fridays for Lincoln City Radio, which is Lincoln's second community radio service. Siren 107.3 FM is...
All right, you keep plugging that, don't you? You keep saying you're over the first.
Well, we are. It's a fact.
Right, okay, fine.
Exactly. whom would you wish... And it's Malcolm's debut as well. Who do you wish to speak to, Anna Maria Lewis?
I'd like to throw the forum open, actually. I just want to get someone of the panel to convince me that Lincoln is the place to study and tell me what it is about the city that appeals. So I'll leave it as a bit of an open question to anyone who's prepared to offer the answer.
I like that.
I know where this is going.
Ed!
We rehearsed this on Friday afternoon for 25 minutes, the answer to this question.
Good.
I am on a Southside pod bean talking about this very subject.
A little bit of prep there.
So... Anna Maria. I mean, yeah, I guess with me, because I grew up in Lincoln, it's got a special place in my heart. No, really, it has. But it's really changed over the 20 years. And, of course, the university being quite new means that there's a lot of energy here for new things, for learning. And, you know, a great, great staff team across the university. Everybody speaks really highly of it in the city. And whilst I've been here in the last 9-10 months, I've had opportunities to do all kinds of things that I'd never have thought of. Things come to Lincoln now. You're taken out of Lincoln. The day after tomorrow, I'm going to the Northeast, all as part of my course to get a very hands-on learning experience. So, you know, you should do it.
It's
oh, you didn't sound convinced at all.
Never been the
she was
never
always Jeremy Paxman-esque in that reply. Okay. Answer the question. Sorry, Anna Maria. Carry on. Over to you.
No, no, it's just that, you know, these universities now are sort of vying for students. And it's just interesting to see what the plus points are for each area that people go to. I mean, in the olden days, there were universities with certain attractions because they had a history behind them. So, like, for example, Keele was political. So if you had a political interest, you'd look at Keele. And Brighton, being where it was on the coast, attracted a certain student that liked, you know, the culture life behind Brighton. And I know nothing about Lincoln, so sell it to me, guys, sell it to me.
Something for everybody, just very quickly, something for everybody. There's history, there's plenty to do, whatever your age. And there's a family feel in the university, I think, because a lot of the staff, I believe, have been here since day one. And you certainly get that sense that you're part of a kind of evolving family of learners here. Malcolm. Sell Lincoln to Anna Maria.
Well, Lincoln, I've moved around and I've always come back to Lincoln. I moved away for 20-odd years, but the place to come back to is Lincoln. There's so much there. Ed was saying we've got the cathedral, which if you see that, you can see it for miles and miles around. It just stands out there on the hill. And Anna Maria, if you haven't seen it, do come and look at it. That is one big thing. We've got the castle there. We've got all the old things on uphill Lincoln. And then you've got the university down in the centre of Lincoln as well, which has opened up the whole area. The whole place is different to the way it was 25 years ago. And this area where we are now was completely derelict. I don't know, because Ed's from Lincoln.
I remember.
It was nothing here at all, and it's now completely changed. And absolutely marvellous place to go, and they've got a very good football team as well.
And a fantastic nightlife. And it's very safe, because Holly's going to be looking after everybody here, aren't you, soon? Keeping us all behaving.
Yeah. It's nice to see Lincoln. Everything's kind of refurbished, so what was derelict is now part of the university. So you have the engine shed, you have the library that were just old warehouses.
That's right.
And it's nice to see that kind of, and it's just expanding all the time. Like at the minute, there's works just outside our doorstep, and it's just lovely to see how much Lincoln's growing
and
every
that,
day.
Anna Maria, is what happens when the Associated Joints and Ligament show goes on the road. It's a bit like a messiah in all sorts of ways. So, dare I say, is your daughter thinking of going to university? Is she at that sort of stage in her life?
She's done the one course, yes. And that was in Canterbury, which, I mean, I have to say, I didn't influence her, because I did my master's at Canterbury, yes. And I love the place.
Yes.
And it was geography that took me there. We were living in Folkestone at the time, and it was the nearest one to where we lived, so that made sense when I did it. And when she did it, of course, we were here. So it was her own choice. Now she's off to do a master's in London. She's going to UCL in September. And we know what London is like. It's an expensive place. The rents are ridiculous. But, of course, you're in the hub of everything happening, which is why it made me sort of prompt myself to ask you the question, because one of the concerns I have about any place that you do study is what happens after you finish. And I can understand from what I've been hearing that it's a very family-orientated place, Lincoln. And I suspect a small percentage of people who go there will they get jobs in the local area?
Definitely. A lot of my friends, I graduated last year, and a lot of my friends are still here, and people who I know who finished quite a while ago are still here. I mean, in my old job, the managers were all university graduates from kind of Sheffield Way, and they've all stayed here. So Lincoln, like the student life is big part of Lincoln now, and you don't really want to leave, because once you've settled,
Like Euro Disney, or indeed that Florida-based thing. We've even got the cheerleaders. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Every time. Well, I thought that was well. I worked so well. I'm almost remiss to actually say, Ed, it's time for you to throw those last two interrogatives along the way.
Well, Anna, we hope to look forward to welcoming you to Lincolnshire. It's not just Lincoln, but the whole of rural Lincolnshire is absolutely beautiful. You must come and have a look. And have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive today?
Yes, I have. Fantastic, thank you.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the near future?
Indeed you can, yes.
And what's your daughter's name, Anna Maria?
Her her name's Yasmin.
Yasmin. There we are. Big shout out for Yasmin. Very excited. She didn't know where her mum was. It's all right, Yasmin. Your mum's coming home. It's all sorted. Are you in the same house? Or is it just so large a house, you have to actually be at the other end to actually work through that whole process? I don't know. Well, precisely. Other side of Jersey. Could be all sorts of things. Let's do a musical choice for you, Anna. Would you like Marianne Faithfull, David Bowie, or Neil Diamond?
Oh, I'd love Neil Diamond. It brings me out to the old days. Yes, Neil Diamond for
back
me,
to the oldies. And Neil Diamond singing a song specially for Miss Cox, Holly Holy. Yay!